That's Gary Janney and some great music for you to get our 7 o'clock hour started.
All right, great to have you with us. How about a good old-fashioned turkey shoot? What do you think? Well, we know where you can find one. It's happening this Saturday, and we welcome to the breakfast table Scott Glasgow and my good friend Mike. I'm so glad to see you from Christian Outdoor Fellowship of America's great group. Tell us about the organization first, because we have a lot of new listeners, and they don't know who you guys are.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having us on here this morning. The Christian Outdoor Fellowship of America, COFA for short, we're a group of outdoorsy type people. We like to go out and enjoy God's great creation. And at the same time, we like to point everybody towards God. So one thing that's difficult about our ministry is people look at us and say, all you guys do is go out and have a lot of fun. That's because we go out and have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, we also are presenting the gospel to people. We get to have a lot of great conversations with people. There's a lot of people out there who simply will not darken the doorstep of a church for any reason. Mm. But you sit them down in front of a campfire, and they just open up their life to you. Mm. And that's a whole lot of what we're doing. We're just building God's kingdom in a little different corner than is a little traditional. But we get to have a lot of fun and point people to God all at the same time.
Tell a story about how that worked recently.
a couple months ago, we had our fish camp up in Bemidji, Minnesota, and land with a lot of lakes up there, and a lot of fish go in along with all those lakes. As we were getting ready for it, there was a lady who had contacted me by email, wanted to sign up her husband and son for the trip. Oh, great. So we back and forth with that and got them all set up. But they drove from Chicago up to Bemidji, Minnesota. It's about a 10 or 12-hour drive. And they show up, and we're getting everybody registered and getting set up. And we start talking, and they hear us talking, and the dad looks at us. My wife signed us up for a religious group. I can't believe he was so mad. He was ready to turn around and drive back to Chicago. We start talking with him and say, you know, don't be ridiculous. At least stay the night. It's a long, long drive. Don't want you to fall asleep on the road or anything. And so they decided to stay. They started catching some fish, started having some fun. And each night we do devotions. And the first night the dad was all by himself in the way back of the room. And the son, he's in his early 20s. He was there with us and a little more interactive. But they were both really staying to themselves. And every night as we talked with them more and more and they were having fun and getting a little more relaxed, we watched the dad move a little closer and a little closer. And the last night, I happened to share a cabin with those guys, and it was just the son and I were in the cabin alone and talking, and the son just got all of a sudden get real serious, and he said, you know, this is the most time my dad and I have ever spent together in our whole lives. And just being out on the boat together, getting to hang out with each other like that without any interruptions or business or just day-to-day routine was great for them and their father-son relationship. Now as everybody's packing up, getting ready to go, the dad is talking to us. He said, so you guys do this every year? I think I want to go ahead and register. And just throughout the week, we were able to have a lot of conversations with them. And it turns out he'd had just some really rough experiences through his life. He fought in Vietnam. The horrors of war made him kind of mad at God. And then he had a daughter die from SIDS. And he was involved in some churches that had some unfortunate problems, a youth pastor having affairs with the students and things like this. He was just really mad at God. Mm-hmm. And we were able to start talking with him and allow him to see God more clearly. And that's a whole lot of what we're about, just enabling people to see God a little more clearly.
Christian Outdoor Fellowship of America. And the website, if somebody would like to go there.
It's, excuse me, www.cofausa.org.
All
right. COFAUSA.org.
All right, and they do a lot of different things. Mike Brooks is going to tell us about that because ladies can get involved as well, so we'll hear all about that. Are we going to take a small break here for
traffic? Okay, let's do that. Let's
come back and we'll hear from Mike Brooks.
All right.
Okay.
Michael W. Smith, and I'm waiting for you. 13 after 7 o'clock with COFA in studio, Christian Outdoor Fellowship of America.
All right, which was, am I right in saying this was a dream child of yours, Mike Brooks?
It was.
I thought so. How did you even come up with this, and why did you even come up with this? And then we want to find out about some of the different entities in COFA.
Well, a long, long time ago, last century.
Yeah. In a land far, far away called Conifer.
Yes. Well, actually, it started in Wisconsin. I grew up in a military family like you did.
Mm-hmm.
Dad was a colonel in the Army, and, you know, he didn't really have a lot of time for us growing up because of, you know, obviously his activities in artillery and that. So, anyway, I'd always ask him, Dad, can we go hunting? Can we go fishing? Can we do something together? And he always said no. And I remember in a town in Ansbach, Germany, one day he woke me up, and he had made a little sack lunch, and we were going to go wild boar hunting with a pocket knife.
Oh, my word.
Oh, wow.
That'll break it from one to
yes. And the chances of seeing a wild boar was never going to happen. But it was the adventure.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'll never forget that. It was us walking through the woods, and he'd stop me and say, oh, look over there. And so as I got older, and I thought, well, this is something I really enjoyed. When I became a Christian, I always had the desire to do the elk hunt, even as a 12-year-old. And it was never going to happen because we lived on the south side of Chicago near Fort Sheridan in Chicago there. But the dream was there. And when I moved up to Wisconsin, I was able to hunt when I was in college at the University of Wisconsin. I wanted to go hunting. I got some books on it. I was trying to read, learn how to do it. And so that's where it was birthed, you know, in north central Wisconsin up by Tome and Black River Falls and that. But as I started deer hunting, I found it really kind of cool because the family I stayed with were Christians, and a lot of people in our church hunted. You could go there on a Wednesday night during the week, and there'd be all these guys and gals in Hunter Orange, and a pastor's up there giving a sermon and all that stuff. But it was so cool to see that. So the dream came true when I actually made that trip out here to Colorado in 1986 to go hunting. So I did. I enjoyed it, and I thought, I'm going to bring some guys from Wisconsin the following year. And I did. I brought four or five guys, and on a trip out, I was sharing the gospel with them. These are guys I played softball with or that would come to my clinic and stuff like that. And it was just so wonderful, and people are trusting in Christ. I'm going, wow, this is something that I think would be kind of cool to do every year. So every year I was coming out and bringing more and more guys. So I have to say, in 1986 is when I really wanted to do COFA. Now, we didn't call it COFA. We didn't call it anything. It was just, let's bring guys out to go hunting and have fun. But as each year, more and more guys were coming, I thought, well, we got to do something a little different. We have to have not only presenting the gospel, but we do it in a campfire setting so people would just lay back and guys would just drop all these things that were pent up in them, and we'd share the gospel, and they'd be very open about Jesus Christ. And I thought, okay, this is it. So George, who most of you know, George Reinbold, we grew up together on the south side of Chicago. And I know George has always wanted to go hunting. We talked about it in youth group. But we made it happen. And one of the cool things about COFA is we get to present the gospel every night around a campfire or in a cook tent. And, you know, people are very open to hearing the gospel, especially if they're having difficulties in their life.
Mm-hmm.
They are open. They want to hear something that gives them hope. So that dream has come to become a reality. It is growing with Fish Camp, as Scott mentioned. Our family is from Wisconsin, Minnesota, and we want to reach out to everybody, but using activities that they enjoy. And there's just lots of stories I can share with you where lives have been turned around and men have come to know Jesus and their marriages have been reconciled. Families go to church together. So it's been a great opportunity for us who love the outdoors to present the gospel using the outdoors as a ministry backdrop.
Okay. And I know over the years, more recent years, you've wanted to make it even more family involvement. So you have events like a one-day event maybe that include the kids, the wife, the kids, and the guys.
We do. We have the target shoots. It's amazing how many people really enjoy target shooting. And again, you know, with the society today, anybody that either owns a firearm or wants to shoot one is labeled bad. But it is a terrific family event where children will bring their BB guns, their pellet guns. The parents may have 22s. And we have a very safe target shoot. We've got range masters. We're just making sure everybody's just having a wonderful time. So, yeah, we do that. The fish camp we opened up 2 years ago to couples or families, and it's amazing. This year we had many women going. Now, not all women want to go fishing. Not all guys want to go fishing, but they want to be there together. And we had a couple gals that were doing quilting. They'd sit in the lodge, and while their husbands were fishing, they'd be talking about quilting and doing things. We had nature hikes. We had a gal up in Bemidji that was very familiar with, you know, medicinal purposes as far as plants and that. So she took a group, and they're going on the grounds at Camp O'Kills, showing these are good plants to eat. These are the things you avoid. So that's starting to grow as far as interaction with couples and women as well. So, yeah,
that's
we've got
exciting.
A lot of things.
So a lot of things happening here in Colorado, but also around the country as well.
Yes.
Well, just mention real quickly, because we'll have a news break coming up and we'll come back, but if anybody needs to leave us, tell them about the turkey shoot. Take 30 seconds, then we'll spend more time on it later.
This Saturday up in Conifer at Beaver Ranch Community Park, we are having a kids turkey shoot, which will start at 9:30, or is that 10, Scott? 10 o'clock. Before a couple hours, each kid, there'll be age groups. So we will provide the BB guns, the BBs, the safety glasses. We'll have people watching them, making sure they're safe. It's a safe environment for children and their parents. Parents love it. So that'll be Conifer, Beaver Ranch Community Park, Saturday.
Good weather, too. Good weather
Great
Saturday.
Great weather, and it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to have refreshments for everybody as well.
And do you, like, turn the turkeys loose and then the kids run after them? How does that work?
Well, Denise, we didn't tell you. We have a turkey costume for you this year.
Oh, touche. He's got me. There are paper targets, everybody, paper targets. We'll find out since he's going to dress me up as a turkey.
But there is a frozen turkey as an award.
Yes. All right. The 4-H groups for frozen turkeys.
Okay. Okay, we'll talk more about that. Steve Ragsdale talking about my
group, and they're going on the grounds at Camp O'Kills, showing that these are good plants to eat. These are the things you avoid. So that's starting to grow as far as interaction with couples and women as well. So,
that's
we've got
exciting.
A lot of things.
So a lot of things happening here in Colorado, but also around the country as well.
Yes.
Well, just mention real quickly, because we'll have a news break coming up and we'll come back, but if anybody needs to leave us, tell them about the turkey shoot. Take 30 seconds, then we'll spend more time on it later.
This Saturday up in Conifer at Beaver Ranch Community Park, we are having a kids turkey shoot, which will start at 9:30, or is that 10, Scott? 10 o'clock. Before a couple hours, each kid, there'll be age groups. So we will provide the BB guns, the BBs, the safety glasses. We'll have people watching them, making sure they're safe. It's a safe environment for children and their parents. Parents love it. So that'll be Conifer, Beaver Ranch Community Park, Saturday.
Good weather, too. Good weather
Great
Saturday.
Great weather, and it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to have refreshments for everybody as well.
And do you, like, turn the turkeys loose and then the kids run after them? How does that work?
Well, Denise, we didn't tell you. We have a turkey costume for you this year.
Oh, touche. He's got me. There are paper targets, everybody, paper targets. We'll find out since he's going to dress me up as a turkey.
But there is a frozen turkey as an award.
Yes.
A hiding place, which is the Lord God. Got hiding places out there in the woods, Scott, somewhere? It's fun to find those hiding places.
Yeah, but I'm not going to talk about those.
Tell us.
You could talk about the hiding place, though, right? The Lord
My
Jesus.
Hiding places are mine. I'm not going to talk about those.
I want to know. Come on.
That's where the fish and the elk are. I'm talking about those.
Yeah.
No, you know, it is kind of funny when you start talking about the outdoors, how these things translate quickly, because we do hide in the outdoors. Golly, how many gazillion dollars are spent every year on camouflage? And, boy, that'll preach right there, Christians who try to camouflage themselves into the world.
Ooh, yeah, there's a good message.
That's about 5 sermons right there.
And you guys do a great job of sharing the Lord. I've heard some of that, and it's great. There's now the turkey shoot coming up. Same thing?
Turkey shoot. Well, you don't need to wear camouflage for that one.
No.
For kids that are ages 8 to 15, we divide them out into age groups, and we have BB guns for them, and BBs and the safety glasses and all that. And we do a safety briefing with them. One thing that we like to do with this, it's also a way to introduce kids to the shooting sports.
Mm-hmm.
We take it seriously. We run it like an actual shooting range. There's no, it's just a BB gun. Nobody will be hurt. We take it seriously. We give them safety lecture first. You never point a gun at anybody. Keep your finger off trigger, things like that. Even if you're not into shooting sports yourself, it's good for your kids especially to be educated in this. Every now and then you see something in the news where a bad person leaves something someplace and a kid finds it. And the kid that's educated in gun safety calls the authorities and everything works out and everything's good. And occasionally you read in the news where somebody's not educated and the kids are curious because that's what kids do. And things generally do not go well. So it's a good way just to introduce them to some basic gun safety, keep the kids safe. We have adults who are experienced shooters that oversee every age group. There's an adult with every shooter. So there's not going to be kids waving guns around wildly or shooting out car windows or anything like that. we run this in a very safe manner. We take it pretty seriously. And that allows the kids to have a lot more fun because nobody's worrying about anything. And parents get to have a lot of fun, and they're not worried about it. We have some treats out there. Of course, right after Halloween, I don't know how many treats we really need.
Yeah, they might be sugared out by now.
Yeah. They shoot at paper targets with a turkey on it, and then we score them. And the winners of each age group, first place is a frozen turkey, second place is a frozen chicken, and third place is some Cornish game hens.
That's great. I like it.
This is not the first time you've done this either.
No, this is, what number is this, number six.
Uh-huh.
This is our sixth one doing this.
And people really enjoy it. The kids enjoy it.
Oh, it's amazing. Every year we get kids that have never done anything of this nature before, and they're just their eyes are huge. They just have so much fun. Then you get these other kids. They're raised in shooting families, and they're hyper-competitive. We've had kids show up with their own personal BB gun.
Yeah.
Can you use this? No, you can't.
Get out of here, you little ringer.
actually, there was one year. A family showed up. They had, three kids? Four kids. I can't remember. Anyhow, each kid was in a different age group. And each kid got first place.
Oh, great.
So they had a whole freezer full of turkeys. And, so it's a ton of fun.
That's neat.
Any charge for this?
This is a totally free event.
Everything
is free. Wow. Yeah, we have sponsors, personal sponsors, corporate sponsors that pay for the event. And so we use the community park up there, Conifer Community Park.
That's pretty easy to get to, I think, off of
You go up to 285 for the people in Denver that don't know that Hamden is U.S. 285 also. So you go southbound 285, which takes you west. Don't ask me why. But you go up into the mountains there, and you get into Conifer area, which is probably about a, 20, 30-minute drive outside of Denver. And you look for a sign that says Foxton Road. You take that exit off of 285. You go under the highway and down the road just probably a quarter of a mile, half mile, and you'll see all the big signs out there. And we'll have signs out on the highway as well.
Yeah.
And nice weather on Saturday.
Nice weather. 10 o'clock a nice
in the
drive.
Morning. 10 to noon, is that?
Yes.
12:30, I think.
We list it as 12:30. We usually stop the shooting right around 12 o'clock or so, depending on how many kids show up, and get all the scores gathered up, and then we hand out the prizes at the end.
All right. Wow. What a great day.
Yeah, great family outing. So take advantage of that, especially while the weather is nice. I understand it's going to be changing Monday, so we might see some snow and some rain. So this may be the last outdoor event of this type that you're able to do as a family. So kind of keep that in mind.
Well, great way to introduce a neighbor or a relative or a friend that maybe doesn't know the Lord. Now, will you be sharing some spiritual?
Yes, as people are waiting for the prizes, and we have a captive audience, and nobody can go anywhere, we browbeat them with God. No, that's
we
not
hit
true.
Them with Bible.
That's not you guys.
We do have a short devotional type time where we present the gospel to everybody in a very non-threatening manner. So it is a great time to bring your non-churched neighbors and friends and coworkers and their kids. It's a great opportunity to hear the gospel. We will have, of course, the COFA staff will be there. There's going to be a few pastors from the area as well there. Plenty of people that we can talk with about the gospel. And if anybody wants to pray, there's people to pray with them. Of course, Mike Brooks is a marriage counselor, so he definitely has a counseling background. If there's people that want to have deeper conversations or at least set up time to go talk privately, there's definitely opportunities there for people, as well as just to go have a lot of fun, enjoy the sunshine.
You guys are full service, let's just face
it. Yeah,
we try to be.
Man, God put those together.
He sure did. That's lovely.
Years.
Well, my next-door neighbor loves to hunt. In fact, he went out, I think, last weekend, and when I saw him Sunday, Sunday evening. I said, so, did you catch anything, or are we going to Safeway? He says, we're going to Safeway. And his wife is standing in the back going, yes.
She was all for that.
She was for that. She didn't want to help pluck the birds and all that.
So this information is on our website for Saturday. And so you can go to am91.org, community calendar for Saturday. And that there's a link there that takes you to COFAUSA.org.
Right, and a great website. It is very nicely done. So take a look. Just teach yourself a little bit about COFA. You may want to get involved in some of the other activities they do.
Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you.